Ervin Perktes Mishnah Gimel Chatzar Shenifritzel Rishisarab Mishdei Ruchaisea. If you have a courtyard where the walls had a pirza from two sides, what that means is we know that on one side, as long as you have something that's more than 10 amos of a breach, that's considered a pirza. But you can even have, if in the corner, in one spot, two of the walls are broken and opened, even if it's less than 10 amos, but it's in one area of two walls, which is the corner, a corner area, because that's not a place where people usually have a door. So it's no longer a door, it's a breach, even if it's less than 10 amos. And also a house that's open to a chatzar that did not have an eruv. And this house did not have the roof covering this breach of the corner wall. Because if the roof was over, hanging over this area, we have a concept that we said before, that the edge of the ceiling of the roof, we look at it as if it goes straight down, and there would be your mechitzas. So it had to be with a breach in the corner walls of the house that the ceiling part of that breach also was taken away. And also a mavoi that did have the proper walls. However, whether it was the kora or the lechi were taken away. So on that Shabbos, it's mutter. Just like when you had an Erev, where the Erev was there before Shabbos and then was taken away on Shabbos. As long as on the onset of Shabbos it was there, it's mutter. So too, it's going to be mutter here as well. But for future Shabbos, it's not going to be mutter. You have to make sure that the house is fixed, the chatzar is fixed, that the lechi, the korah put back up. Divir Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yosi Amar, im utarn la'osel Shabbos, if it's mutter for this Shabbos, utarn la'osel lavo. Only then it's going to be mutter for the future. V'masurin la'osel lavo, but if it's going to be asur, this house, this chatzar, because of the breach, they're going to be asur for the future, asurin la'osel Shabbos. It's also going to be usur for this Shabbos. In other words, according to B.I.C., we don't have the concept if something is mutter on the onset of Shabbos, it's mutter for the whole Shabbos. The Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. We've said this in the past, that if something's mutter from the onset of Shabbos, it's mutter. So the Rav says that's dafka by an Erev, if an Erev exists before Shabbos. You already had in the onset of Shabbos a chatzar, a house that were fitting, and the Erev was there, and then the Erev was taken after Shabbos, that's okay. Masha Ein Kein, when the physical structure is destroyed after Shabbos, where there's a breach after Shabbos, then it's going to be usur for that Shabbos as well. That's the difference the Rav says. However, Taisis Yantuf brings, we just had in Mishnah Beis of this parak, where we had a chatzar gedola that was nifritzel ktana. We had the chatzar, a large chatzar and a small chatzar, where there was a breach. So we said over there, gedola's mutaris. So the large chatzar you're allowed to carry. And the Rav said over there that the ketana is usur only if it breaks before Shabbos. But if it would have broken on Shabbos, the Rav said over there that even the ketana would be mutter. So you see over there, when it's a gedola to a ketana, that as long as the wall existed before Shabbos, it's mutter for the whole Shabbos. So you see over there that even when we deal with the physical buildings themselves, as long as the physical building itself exists before Shabbos, it's also mutter. So the Beis Yosef says that there's a chilek over there by the chatzeres. They each had a din of Rishus HaYachid. Because what happened over there is that each chatzar, everybody made an Erev within their own chatzar. It was almost treated. Once that happens, it's like one person lives there. So it's a Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid. This is the way the Taisis Yantuf explains the Beis Yosef. And therefore, by Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, there we say we're more makel when it's Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, we're more makel and say that as long as the building was there before Shabbos, even if the building is destroyed on Shabbos, it's okay. Masha Enkin, when we deal with Rishus HaYachid or whatever, a chatzar to a Carmelis, or that it's next to Rishus HaRabim, or even I guess Rishus HaYachid to a chatzar that didn't have an Erev, there we're going to say that if the buildings were destroyed at any point, even on Shabbos, we're going to be more machmer and say it's Aser.